Computers, can't live without them, can't live with them sometimes. I'm currently trying to figure out what's wrong with my godson's brand new laptop. He got it for his birthday. It's a Compaq, which I think is owned by HP now, Presario CQ62, whatever that means. It's, I think the hard drive has got some bad sectors on it. Now, not surprisingly, being a teenager, and despite my advice that, but, you know, what teenager listens to this sort of advice from a daggy old godfather, he didn't make his recovery disk. Laptops these days don't come with disks. They come with a recovery partition from which you can make your own disks if you wish. And like probably two-thirds of people, he didn't. Probably three-quarters of people who own new laptops, he didn't make recovery disks. And it looks like not only has the main partition, which has Windows on it, somehow got corrupted, but so too the recovery partition, which makes the recovery partition kind of pointless, really. It's so bad that even trying to... I came up with a brilliant idea of installing my Windows 7 briefly onto his hard drive, just so that I could run a disk checker and a disk repair on both his partitions, just so that I could then recover his recovery partition and install his again. And even that doesn't work. It hangs the Windows installer. His drive is something wrong. Either that or there's something wrong with his hardware, but I don't think there's anything else wrong with his computer, because it runs live versions of Linux quite well. So why, for the three people who listen to these, why would you care? I guess the lesson here is, if you have a new laptop and you still haven't made your recovery disks, or if you have a new laptop and it didn't come with disks and you don't even know what I'm talking about when I refer to recovery disks, go now, do yourself a favor, and make your recovery disks. There'll be some paperwork that came with your laptop telling you how to do this. It might even be in your start menu still, if you haven't reorganized your start menu. Please. Another 20 minutes later, and it makes even less sense now. I reformatted the main partition, the Windows partition, and for some reason now the recovery partition is working, and it seems to be reinstalling Windows from the original factory settings. That makes no sense. That's not computer science. That's voodoo. I have no idea why it's working. The only thing worse than a problem you can't solve is a problem that goes away for reasons you don't understand. Because now, I mean, when I give this back to Jacob, and he's going to ask me, is it all fixed? What do I tell him? Do I tell him, seems to be? Anyway, when it's finished, if it finishes its recovery, I will be making recovery disks. So, there you go. A snapshot of the tedium of computer diagnostic and repair, or voodoo. Well, an hour later, and not for the first time, it is Linux that has rescued Windows by booting into a live CD. That's a version of Linux, in this case Nopix 6.1, quite an old one, a version of Linux that runs straight off the CD, doesn't install itself. By booting from the CD into Linux, I was able to reformat the C drive, and for some reason that made the recovery work. So yeah, it's an example of one of the many uses of Unix, in this case Linux. Is that the correct pronunciation, Linux? I think it is. Some people say Linux, but that's a topic for another day. I don't know where I got the pronunciation Linux from. Not the most auspicious return to audio booing, I realise, but I promise the next few audio boos will be more interesting. No, I don't promise that at all. I take that back.